Longtime Saints announcer Sean Aronson called the Saints' final game at Midway last year. Aronson peppered his play-by-play with emotion that night as the crowd cheered a classic Midway tradition, a freight train rumbling past the outfield.
It is one of the things that fans time and time again have said they will miss about this ballpark is the trains going by. Well, it's a little piece of who they are. It's a little piece of what the Saints stand for. That little engine that could every time it goes by. 3-2 to DeFazio.
The Saints lost their last game 4-3. It was still a record breaker, though. More fans than ever came to say goodbye to Energy Park Drive for the last time. The team moved into its new home at CHS Field in early March, but a few weeks later, staff were still cleaning out. After more than 20 years at Midway, there was a lot of stuff and a lot of memories. Team Vice President Annie Heidekoper has been with the Saints since the first season. Over at Midway, she says she helped mastermind the zany stunts, contests, and promotions that helped make the Saints a hometown favorite. The team's mascot is a pig. It's his job to deliver balls to the umpire between innings. Heading to the basement, Heidekoper says the pig was a nod to St. Paul's historic name of Pig's Eye. She shows me where the pig hung out during games.
Our live pig mascot had a lovely little cage right here. And then this is his door, if you don't mind. I'll show you the Pig's Eye view of Midway Stadium. So we open this big old door, watch your head, and then you can just slide out right there. Here's our lovely little ballpark.
From the field, players and fans could see the State Fair Hippodrome, a fire department facility, and the constant flow of passing freight trains. It's a humble setting for a team with long Minnesota roots and a baseball tradition dating back to the 1880s. The Saints are part of a pioneering independent baseball league made up of teams from around the Midwest, but today's Saints are named after the original St. Paul Saints. A different team that also confusingly played in a different stadium, also called Midway. The original Saints were a farm team for the Chicago White Sox, the Brooklyn, and LA Dodgers. Together, the Saints and the old Minneapolis Millers brought their share of Hall of Famers to the Twin Cities. Famous names like Ted Williams, Roy Campanella, Willie Mays. But from the beginning of the new independent Saints in 1993, Heidekoper says, team owners did things their own way.
I came on board in the fall of 92. I'm pretty sure I was the third person hired by Mike Vec. He was really into hiring non-baseball people. He called us his merry band of misfits. And we all brought, you know, from our careers and our different experiences to make for a nice eclectic mix that sort of helped set the tone for the Saints.
She says community was always central to the Saints' business model. Fans loved tailgating and picnicking. Staff even served free lemonade to ticket buyers waiting in line. But the Saints quickly outgrew Midway. It wasn't wheelchair-friendly, and there were never enough restrooms. Team officials say CHS Field will have lots more places for fans to go. The new ballpark will also be more handicapped accessible. And it'll be green, with a special system to collect and reuse rainwater and hundreds of solar panels. But Heidekoper says CHS Field will also preserve an important piece of Saints history. Artist Andy Nelson's giant mural decorating Midway Stadium's entrance. Nelson painted it during games and included real people in the mural that became synonymous with Midway Stadium.
You can identify over 300 people. And what I'm really thrilled about is we made a really great photograph of this about 15 years ago. And so we have replicated this mural at the new ballpark. And it's going to be behind home plate at CHS Field in an area we're calling the Gallery in honor of Andy Nelson. So the Andy Nelson Gallery.
Over in Bloomington, Twin Cities baseball historian Stu Thornley says CHS Field will be a big step up for the team and its fans.
The buzz is being created. Union Depot, Lower Town, what that's going to do for that area. And the interesting thing is that the first documented baseball team in St. Paul in 1859 played in that area.
For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.